Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, for the number three, The Third Ingredient. Had a great visit with William S. Hubbard. Bill is a 22, coming out bound 23 member of our Brain Trust, senior professional in the human resources world. He's the author of eight books. His new one is called Drawing a Line. It's a novel about a look inside the corporate response to sexual harassment. Bill, thanks again for being here. Give us the website, please.
Okay, my website, I have a Drawing a Line blog. It's called Drawing a Line, and then there's a bunch of numbers. 1754083.wordpress.com.
All right.
And so if you look up Drawing a Line and my name Hubbard, H-U-B-B-A-R-T-T,
you'll find it. You won't have to remember all those numbers because I didn't get them either. Where's the book? Where can they find the book?
It's on Amazon.
All right.
If you look under Hubbard and Amazon Books, you'll see Drawing a Line, or if you bring up the word Drawing a Line and Hubbard, either way,
two B's
put those
and
two words in combination.
Two B's and two T's.
You'll find the novel.
So, Bill, what is this? What is the corporate response to sexual harassment?
Well, I can define that in two ways. One is what we see commonly, and the other is what it should be. And maybe let me begin with I'll start with what it should be, and then come back and we can kind of share some more stories about what it sometimes is.
Mm-hmm.
Really, the key is prevention. Have a policy. Communicate that policy. Do training of your supervisors, employees, and your top management. When a complaint occurs, take that complaint seriously. Don't laugh it off or don't think, oh, that's just George. Don't worry about it. Take the complaint seriously. Do an investigation. Interview the complainant. Interview the offender. Interview anyone else that's been identified as having seen or heard or experienced or observed what has occurred. And then based upon the information that you have turned up, take appropriate action. If you have an offender who is crossing that line, deal with that offender through corrective action, which could include discipline or discharge.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have sufficient evidence to prove a violation, then you tell everybody there's no evidence of it here, but everyone is on notice. Behave yourselves. Treat each other with respect. So that's
the main thing that men should, and by the way, we should point out that this isn't as masculine, and from the offense standpoint, it's not 100%. There are women aggressors out there. There are women who are offenders. That happens not as much. We clearly not as much. It's mostly the other way. But to me. If you're a man and if you have respect for everyone, especially women, then the last thing in the world you would want would be for any woman around you to have any reason to feel threatened in any way by you. And that should be the way you behave.
I agree. It should be that simple.
Yeah.
It really should. But there are those that they're called a superstar harasser, and these are the executives in some of the workplaces. They come across as charming and debonair, and yet when you're alone with them, when a female is alone with them, all of a sudden they see the other side, crude, debasing, sexually demanding, physically abusive. This is a person who thinks they're above the rules. And oftentimes they're called a superstar harasser because they're the one that brings the money into the company.
And historically, they've kept their job, and the complainant – lost their job.
Exactly.
That's typically what happened many times over the years. Too many times.
The person complains about it, and all of a sudden they're transferred or they're fired
or they
get some sort of maybe a little bit of a minuscule payout and a non-disclosure agreement that they can't talk about it. And this is the stuff that came out during that hashtag MeToo era of late 2017, 2018.
Are women mentors mentoring the ladies in their circles about how to deal with this? Are women saying, look, you're the best, you're your own best defense, by just putting that person down, by backing them off. Try that first. Is that happening at all? Because a lot of guys are just bullies, and you know we all know what happens when you punch a bully in the nose; they go away most of the time.
Right. And that's a key part of this whole
happen?
Issue.
Is that a fair defense? Is that a fair suggestion?
I feel there are certain circumstances where if you're experiencing physical conduct, you can defend yourself.
But verbal, just comments. Things like that. What do you think?
That's where you defend yourself verbally by confronting the person saying, that's what you're saying is obnoxious. I don't want to hear it anymore.
Right.
Don't do this
right.
in my presence.
Right.
And be very firm, very upfront, very serious.
Right.
And as mean of a voice as you can, mm-hmm. so that it comes across that you mean business.
Right.
I have had this conversation with my wife about it, and her reaction is, I just tell him to back off. And she says it was so much enthusiasm that.
Right.
Why? Then you take a step back.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a bullying element to this. And as you've said, the way to deal with the bully, the only thing they understand is power. And sexual harassment is about power.
Yeah.
So you've got to build your own power
to
it.
And focus on their ego, too. That always helps. Okay, the book is called Drawing a Line. Google that with Hubbard, H-U-B-B-A-R-T, T, two T's on the end. And you'll find his blog, and you'll find the novel. Hey, Bill, good job today. Will you come back?
I'll be happy to.
Let's keep doing it. Bill Hubbard, ladies and gentlemen. William S. Hubbard is the name on all of his 8 books.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.